This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said today that India has been seen as a peacemaker in the world. Addressing a rally in Anand, Gujarat today, Mr. Modi said, some powers in the world want a weak government to be at the helm in India. PM Modi said, in 10 years we gave tap water connections to 14 crore houses, while Congress gave it to just 3 crore houses in 60 years. Mr. Modi said, it's his guarantee that he will work 24/7 to make India a developed country by 2047. The US Federal Reserve has kept the key interest rate unchanged at 5.25 to 5.50% for the sixth straight time in line with market estimates. After a two-day Federal Open Market Committee FOMC meeting, US Apex Bank last night decided unanimously to keep the benchmark lending rate unchanged, citing a lack of further progress towards its 2% inflation target. For months, the U.S. Central Bank has held its benchmark lending rate at a high level to cool demand and rein in price increases. But inflation has accelerated, throwing cold water on hopes of an early rate reduction. The U.S. Fed said it does not expect to lower rates until it has greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably towards its target. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told a press conference that it is likely that gaining such greater confidence will take longer than previously expected. Distinguished playback singer Uma Ramanan passed away in Chennai today. The 72-year-old veteran singer has performed in over 6,000 concerts, spanning more than three decades. A trained classical singer, she acclaimed fame after venturing into singing playback for music maestro Ilaiyaraja. Husband A.V. Ramanan is also an acclaimed musician and was a TV host for many musical shows. India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave. The severe heat wave will continue to prevail over West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Bihar till today. The IMD said similar conditions are also very likely over South Peninsula India till Friday. Heat wave is expected over Maharashtra, Rayalaseema, Gujarat, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh to the next 5 days and over Central India till Sunday. The Weather Department further forecasts the maximum temperatures to be in the range of 44 and 47 degrees Celsius over Gangetic, West Bengal, East Jharkhand, North Odisha and Rayalaseema till Friday. On hot and humid weather, the IMD said, these conditions will continue to prevail over coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe for the next 5 days. A heavy rainfall spell accompanied by thunderstorms and gusty winds is also very likely to continue over Northeast India till today. Rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is very likely over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh from the 3rd to the 6th of this month. Meanwhile, in Delhi, the IMD forecasts strong surface winds to prevail during the daytime till tomorrow. The maximum temperature in the national capital is expected to hover around 37 degrees Celsius today. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Ruchira Kamboj, has said India is committed to a two-state solution for Palestinians and Israel. Speaking at UN General Assembly, she said, India supports a two-state solution where the Palestinian people are able to live freely in an independent country within secure borders. Mrs. Ruchira Kamboj condemned the October 7, 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas, but also said that international laws and international humanitarian laws should be respected by everyone in all circumstances. She said India also demanded the unconditional release of the Israeli hostages stuck in Gaza. Indian chess prodigy Vaishali Ramesh Babu has officially been awarded the title of Grandmaster by FIDE, the International Chess Federation. This remarkable achievement makes Vaishali the third Indian female Grandmaster, joining Koneru Hampi and Harika Dronavali. Vaishali completed the requisite 2,500 ELO points at the Lubragath Open Tournament in Spain last year. However, the title was officially given to her only recently, following the FIDE Council meeting during the Candidates Tournament in Toronto last month. Vaishali's promotion to Grandmaster title carries a unique distinction, as she and her brother Ramesh Babu Pragananda became the world's first Grandmaster brother-sister duo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.